about two and a half years. And the war was over. I went Coleman had seen my work on Sailor during the war, and we got to correspond, and somebody kicked my door in, and one time he stole all my stuff, so he sold them to his old machines. I got acquainted with Coleman Concrete, Callum Slim from up in North Carolina. He had a lot of Coleman work on it. He used to go over there and paint Coleman's house for him occasionally. He was a house painter and tattoo artist. But he never tattooed any during the Depression, or there wasn't no work. But anyway, during the after the war was going with Slim, he eventually got up to Newport News across the bay and was tattooing there. Tattooed some in North. They was 11 tattooers working there. But anyway, Coleman had seen my work when I was in Charleston, got the correspondent, and he said, "Won't you come up and work with him?" You know, when the Boston University, when the war slowed down. And after the war was getting along, wasn't so bad then. I went up on the train and stayed. Did I tell you about that? Anyway, I'll finish the story on being up there. We stayed at a little house, and we stayed there for 5 years. And then after that,
what 5 years were?
That was 45 to 50. Then when Colin and I went, my experience there working in Coleman's on East Main Street was a great experience. And our boys, Colin was growing up at different time. And Sailor Jack was old time tattooer that lived there. And Bill Grimshaw, who lived across the street, bought a house right in his same neighborhood. See. And so we as was neighbors all that time. Sometimes I would ride to work with him. And his old lady she was a chauffeur. He rode in the back seat. He was an Englishman. He used to ride in the back seat there in front. You know, all dressed up. Sometimes with the driving breeches on. He had a couple of horses out in the woods there from Northern. Anyway, worked out with Coleman. That was a great relationship we had. Worked good under very unsanitary conditions back in those days. It was a thing that everybody worked like that. And even the doctors, when they're taking blood and all that stuff, nothing was, you know, they bore needles. Couldn't fight, believe me, at that. And so everybody was immune to diseases and things. Just like, you know, you could eat it in your hotel and never get sick or boarding house. Yeah.
What kind of person was Coleman?
Was he like? Coleman was a real character. He is into the stock market and was a miser, kept every nickel he ever made. Well, he invested in stock. That's where he made his money. He didn't bathe. He saved all his soap and all those 80-something years. He lived to be 89. Anyway, we worked 5 years with him. That's why mechanics and how to tattoo acts. Back to 17 years, hit and miss. So we had a good thing going on working together. We tried different ones. Callum Slim come to work with us, Sailor Burn worked with us, Sailor Jack worked in you name it. They had theirs and all. I think he told you about that part of the Pittsburgh. that's when the whole dam type doing it. June 1950, that's when Colin and I had come to Petersburg to work for him. That's been a long time. 5 years ago, Huck comes to town. You and I, 5 years ago, 15, and that's the last come back. And when we left, we had 5 years. In fact, I had 10 years total. We went to Newark, New Jersey. And then stayed about 3 weeks. Sailor Eddie come from Camden up to see if one of us would go and work with there in Camden. And he said he'd prefer me if I would want to make a change, and I did. So I went with him for a year and a half. Stayed with them in mobile home. He left south of there, 7 miles. Mobile camp. So I stayed with them 6 months, and then we bought a new home up there just to be built all that time. We moved up there, stayed a year, and then we moved out in October. That was my month. Went down with Johnny Walker, worked with Jimmy, who we had to have Johnny Walker out of the night. We got in the supply business there somewhere between, I think it must have been 56, and we got acquainted with Johnny Walker, protect peace and important. We have to open up the shop, and the both of us worked on it at different times. Anyway, him and Huck come up to visit. Huck eventually worked with Johnny T. Later on, full time in Portland. And I'm working up with Sailor Eddie. They come up one time and flew up to Portland. And we went at him at the airport for a weekend. Good thing for him. But Johnny always told him if I ever wanted to leave up there, then he'd have to move out so I could set in with him. So the time came. And he didn't like that, that you could leave that out of all of them. And anyway, he got kind of mad about it. He didn't stay out of it a few days. So what did we do? We worked back, bought a house, moved. It was a used brick veneer home, nice place. Johnny never had a house in his life, so he'd been renting all his life, so he bought a house next door. There was two houses for sale. He bought one. And he stayed in his, and we was there 2 months, and the thing folded up. So that's when I come down the Austin. The folks had been up to Jacksonville to get some supplies off of us down here. Parker Williams had come one time, and his stepson, who was 50 years old, another time. And so I was coming down. I've never been to Clark. And I was coming down, and it snowed in Portland, so I called him up and told him I wouldn't be down until the next day. The stepson had died in the meantime. He had a heart attack. So I come on down anyway, and the women folk wanted me, some of them did, to go in with those men because he was in the Sabbath. They said they didn't want him to work by Sabbath on the street. So that's where we got to Jacksonville. And so I worked with him 3.5 years, I guess, before the old man Williamson, before he died. He wasn't an experienced doctor. In fact, he started tattooing when he was 65. And he made some real messes. And he used to, guys would come in, look at this.
Mr. Williams, and if he'd go look at it. I told you to wet that bandage before you taking it off, and said it'd pull the ink right out every time. He'd go back and sit down and watch the television and pay no more attention to it. That was the end of his conversation with him. And it was terrible. Man, it was all heat. I fixed some machines for him in Jacksonville. When I went, he had sent it to me, I guess. I fixed some equipment and sent it to him. And when I got down there, this is 2 months later, he's still using the same machine, same meters and all. And they're about off up to the eyes by then.
Ouch.
And so the first thing I did when I went in with him, I actually saw him some meetings in the back room. And he had only one place, I think, to plug in a hot iron, and it was down by the floor in the back room. There was a workbench in there, but there wasn't no electricity, you know, where you could plug into it. Well, I fixed him some meetings, and I stayed there. I guess that night, and then I went on to Tarpon Springs to visit Brother Lundy down there and stayed with them 3 days. It was a weekend, I think, like. And I went on back by there and worked a night or two of him and fixed him some more meetings. And I found a place to live and everything, and went back to make my family back to Fort, and that's right out north across the river. And we moved, and we rented our house in front of us with the realtors. Never did sell, and our son David was in the Air Force in Long Island. He had met Elaine, they got married in the spring, sometime while he was there. And we gave them a house, and they come to work to live in the UP and all of them, so they come.
That's
a letter. Well, that's where I said before. And so I come on down here, and we moved down here, and we rented the house for $75, I believe, on the south side of West Road, 400-foot deep lot, place to guard, and just had a ball and lots of birds. Parakeet. They want a lot of parakeet to come along with them and spare them, get out of somebody's pigs. And so I worked 7 years here. Went back with Sailor Eddie to Camden and stayed another spell. And what did we do after that? Well, I worked here, I guess, 7 years after this. Got tired of working on power. I got 4 years out of this. We had moved out here to this location. We had plenty of sand first. One little old palm tree and one little maple tree. That's all there was here. And when I come on in the fall, we stayed 10 months. Stayed there 14 months. First time. We set up a mobile home up there. And so when I come home, when we did put in a mobile home here, and then we would come down, we had this one, and then we got to come home. We stayed 2 winters. We did 14 months, come home for 2 months. I think that was when we got our trailer and set in here, and we went back and left it. And that Santa bird lived up all around it where we'd gone. Come home, and man, they were all over the place. So I was all winter getting them out. We went back 2 seasons just with summer, 4 months worth of summer. And we had a mobile home set up right back. So we did that for 2 seasons. We got 4 years in the plan. Then I rode the bicycle around him. That's when I kind of got into this summer. And cut the machines over and some paper. It was say that Jerry died of them. Mark went on taking the place of my own. Then he started shipping the frames and they must have been a ton of them. I have done four different friends to start with. There wasn't too many of them, some of them and a lot of them, the others. The one that was the worst one was the most of them. There's one big old friend that was this long, and there was no way. I have one, I believe, that I kicked the whole back end away, but didn't kick it in, you know, to shorten the space up. I think there's one of them out there in my collection like that. But it was just, you could have put a great big old fat car in like this, you know, to fill it up. And a great big thing behind it. That would have slowed it down, but
yeah,
it would have been a real freak. Some of those I bored holes. I believe Wayne Lofton has one of those. And it's full of holes in the light. And he used it for a paperweight. Then one day he decided he, you know, as you learn more about machines, he decided he'd put the thing in the room. I don't know why he'd done it. I used to face my, take the A bar and put it in the back, you know, so that the spring would hit. Would have less space in there. You could put the A-bar out straight on the back, fold it in, or put it in the screws, kind of like we were working today. And that would take up that space, and then you had a great long space after the spring set on that A-bar and back in there. So it was a lot of work. And I think I sold machines for $75 to start with. I never did get to show you that, but John said, man, I did. He's training for lightweights. And Eric was interested in one of those machines. They're two pieces. You know, they have a bottom on my back. What, did you have anything else in particular that you wanted to talk on?
Let's see,
we're going to
talk a little bit about Huck.
Yeah, Huck and I had a ball together. Well, I told somebody I was going to Alaska and so forth. But he learned, when I went in with him, he said he wanted to learn tattoo real bad. And he asked me to come in with him. I went down to visit him. Colin and I was closing down. Colin went home. I've taken the shop from Jacksonville, which is a good tear down, and he taken the one we had set up in Petersburg. We had two shops all in 5 years. We had one in Petersburg. I think we moved four or five times from Petersburg to a different location. A place would go to be tore out, or we would move over in the arcade and work the ball, and then we'd move in an empty store. All the rents around there was about $50 a month if you like them. And there wasn't no business. They had moved all of those from all the soldiers out of the campus to that. So we would be moving. Sometimes he'd call me up and say, I'm at address so and so. I'd go up there and he's in the arcade right across from the police station. And the old lady that was running the shop, her husband was a very poor lawyer down. He'd taken from around the jail. You know, there's all women around and takes up. You know, the quickies. And he used to hang in that way. His wife, Connelly, had went to school with him. He knew it real well. And Connelly would work one month. He would work when he was home. And we lived 8 miles apart. I lived at North and he lived in Petersburg in a triangle like. It was 200 miles from his place to Jacksonville, North Carolina, 200 from my place. Sometime we'd pull in the yard down there at the same time. And we'd drive about 200 miles and we'd both pull in there once. And great while that happened, we just got there at the same time, only going different roads. Anyway, when I went, sometimes he would leave home. It was his time to do 4 days down there, you know. And I would go, if I was home, I would drive up
on a Saturday.
Weekend, like, I would go to Petersburg and tattoo and, you know, see if there's anything there for that Saturday. So he told me, he said, I moved. We're in front of the police station in the arcade with so-and-so. And I knew, you know, knew a lot of people who were about detectives and so forth. So, and he says there's a goofy gal that's working in there. And that's all he told me about, you see. So I was kind of wise to that part. And I go in, and she called me Latham, which was his first name. She didn't know me. Now, she never had seen me. And she called me Latham, and I talked to her like she knew me. And there was no water down there, and he had told me that it was upstairs, you see. So I said, where's the water at? She said, it's upstairs someplace. Said, I'll go help you hunt it. I said, no, thank you. I'll just, I think I can find it all right. And so I got a kick out of that. When we would get somebody sick, over there, and they'd have to upchuck or something, and the garbage jumped in. We used to call her over, or call her with her, I would one. She had a weak stomach. And she had a little enough sense. She'd make a trip over and see what we wanted. And then she'd smell what had happened, and she'd go running. And she'd head for the bathroom. She was a crazy person. We had a lot of fun. Anyway, we every time we turn around, we'd be moved to a different location. What you got on the tape back? Hardly anything.
Yeah.
Are we on the first side of that?
Yeah, on the first side.
Well, we've run 25 minutes a bit. About that out. I haven't told you a whole lot.